Good morning, Prayer Warriors. Mark here. Hey, just hope and pray that you have an amazing week. It's been kind of one of those amazing weeks in my life as well. You meet young people, and they just share their testimony with you over dinner. It's just absolutely crazy out there. I guess we just have to listen and pray that we have instances like that in our lives, and we need to look for them. But let's go ahead and open in prayer. Dear Lord, we just give thanks in all things. We lift you up. We give all things to the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. And this week, I want to talk about this really heartfelt prayer, but this heartfelt prayer was probably, 2,600 years ago. Old Testament prayer. Young man who was introduced to us early in his life, and then he's probably saying this prayer probably when he's 85, 90 years old. And there's been a whole lot of things ongoing in the Old Testament, and we really need to take a look at the Old Testament and not as separate books based upon a timeline, but it's fully integrated time-wise, and we'll see that here in just a minute. But what I want to do is talk about Daniel. Daniel, as a young man, was taken in captivity. Remember back in, they say that the captivity time was probably 597 BC, and it worked its way to about 518 BC. It was a 70-year captivity. And we have a lot of things in Israeli or Hebrew history concerning the number 70 or 7. And so we kind of have to take that into account as well. But here, let's take a look at Daniel 9, and we're looking only really at the first half of Daniel 9, and it's Daniel 9, 1 through 19. And Daniel really means a judge is God. And so even in his name, he's recognizing that God rules. God is our judge. And like I said, when Daniel was probably, in his 20s, he was hauled off into Babylonian captivity, or the Babylonian exile, as the Jews would call it. And it was for about 70 years. And as we take a look at that whole time frame, there were a number of deportations. That was that place that Nebuchadnezzar and his father, and we're really talking about the second, and what he was doing down in that, and he really wanted to control the world, and that's what the Babylonian kings and eventually the Persian kings, it was all about possessions. It was all about possessing as much land as possible. And when they finally took over Jerusalem, and then they had a deportation of about 10,000 Jews, and then another one later on, but about 70 years into this, Daniel is on the scene, and this amazing book of prophecy takes a look right now at really the present, and it's Daniel's prayer for God to intervene and to release the Jews who are in this exile, in this captivity, and be released to come home to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. And so that's kind of the thought about this. And it's really, Daniel was a scholar. And we've seen that in a couple of different areas within the book of Daniel, even up till now. He was a very big scholar and followed Jeremiah, also in the Old Testament. And he quotes a number of things out of the book of Jeremiah. Zedekiah, we know some of the history from this book as a result of 2 Kings 24 and 25. And Ezekiel talks about this time later on. Nehemiah does, and so does Ezra. So this whole time of captivity and during this time frame, we can't really, as we read our Bibles, don't take those things in a linear fashion. We need to really kind of take a look at how they interface and overlap with one another. So that's what this really is kind of doing right here, and it was a great lesson for me as well. But what I want to do is talk about this time period. You know, Nebuchadnezzar has kind of gone off the scene. He's died. His son, who is a, you know, kind of a ditz, you know, is losing some of the empire to ditz. I think that's a biblical term. It's actually only an Old Testament term. We never read that in the New Testament. But Cyrus the Great is on the scene now, and Cyrus the Great is even talked about in Isaiah 45. And Isaiah relates to him as God's anointed. Here's a bad guy who is out conquering the world, thinking of himself and his pride and possessions. And Isaiah calls him God's anointed. And it really was because of Daniel's prayer that the Jews are released to come home, but not all the Jews wanted to. You know, it's kind of like our prayers, you know, we pray and pray and pray for something, and it only kind of happens. A lot of the Jews stayed, you know, they were still up there in Persia because they'd been there 70 years. What's 70 years, you know, in a lifetime? That would be my great grandfather and my grandmother and grandfather. And they're not, they weren't ever going to be leaving Montour and Sweet and Ola and Emmett here in Idaho because they'd been there so long. And that was kind of their generations. And so I really foresee it, a lot of the Jews stayed there in those areas. And we see that even today. You know, there are some Jewish populations that have been up in those areas, all part of the earliest diaspora. But anyway, I want to really kind of read, and I want you to hear the heart of Daniel in Daniel 9, 1 through 19. But we're really going to start in 1. He talks about Darius, you know, in verse 1, in the first year of his reign. And he says, Daniel, you know, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of years specified by the word of the Lord. And it's going to be 70 years. So here it comes up on 70 years. And then in verse 3, he says, I set my face to the Lord God. And that's really not the first time that Daniel's done this. Daniel was a great prayer warrior, just as I pray that you and I would be, because we don't see the what happens now. Our prayers aren't always answered right then. And they're not answered in the fullest. They might be answered in a little bit because God is in control. And that's what we really have to understand. Our prayers may not be answered, just like last weekend or last week we covered a touch on those young men up in Massachusetts, and they had the Haystack prayer group, and they were just absolutely amazing, and a lot of their stuff didn't come through for another 100 to 200 years. But anyway, Daniel is praying there, and he says, I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those. So God keeps his covenant with those who love him. So that's really what we need to be doing. We have sinned. So it's now it's he's praying on behalf of the people. We have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled. So he's still on, you know, talking about we. We heeded your servants, the prophets who spoke in your name to our kings. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, and to us shame. And as you skip down to 9, to the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness. We don't do that really to one another very well, but to God. God belongs mercy and forgiveness, even though we have rebelled against him. And so, you know, he's just this amazing prayer that I really want you to read and just continue. And down in 13, he says, as it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us, yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. So he's saying, God, we ignored you, and we haven't turned from our sin, our iniquities against you. Therefore, the Lord has kept the disaster in mind and brought it upon us. And now, O Lord, our God, down in 15, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt, this is historical, and with a mighty hand and made yourself a name. And remember, that name is I Am, the great I Am, Yahweh. We have sinned and we've done wickedly. And O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I pray, let your anger and fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem. And so here it is. He's praying not only for themselves, but for their fathers and Jerusalem and your people. Now therefore, down in 17, now therefore, because we've read everything before, therefore, our God, hear the prayer of your servant. Hear, feel that heart of Daniel and his supplications. For the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, your temple, where you were. And they want him to be, and it's desolate. And 18, oh my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations in the city, which is called by your name. And down in 19, the last verse, O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not deny for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name. Daniel, you can feel his heart in these 19 verses being poured out in prayer. And I ask, is your heart being poured out in prayer? What's bothering you today? What's bothering you this month, in this new year, in our lives? What's going on? Can you pour out your heart like Daniel did, just in prayer, just in love of God and recognizing who God is, our Savior? And in fact, Daniel goes on later in here, and the second half of this chapter is about the future. It's about the future and the return of Jesus in a new world. We pray for that day. We pray for this day. I pray and ask that you lift up yourself in prayer, your family, your church, our community. I just keep you all in my prayers every day. Thank you, and just have an amazing week. You take care.